Okay, today we're learning Perek Yud, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So the whole rest of the Perek is going to talk about the status of a Yavam who's not yet a Bar Mitzvah. Because once a boy is at the age of 9, his Bia counts as a Bia, but he's not allowed to normally get married until he's 13, and he's a Gadol, he's a Bar Mitzvah. But since Yibum is based on just Bia, it's not based on Das or being a Bar Das, so Yibum is a little bit different than regular marriage. So the Mishnah is going to talk about what happens if a Yibum and a Maimer was done by a Yavam between the ages of 9 and 13, meaning when he's already at the stage where he can have physical Bia, but he's not at the stage where he's a Bar Das. So Ben Teisha Shan V'Yomechot, if you have a 9-year-old boy, who posel al Yidei Achin, he disqualifies the Yavama to his adult brothers by having Bia or doing Maimer with her, because she becomes, on the Drabana level, his wife, so the brothers aren't allowed to do Yibum with her. And the brothers who are over Bar Mitzvah will disqualify her, will passel her to him if they have Bia or do Maimur with her, so that he can no longer do Yibum with her. Except that a 9-year-old boy will passel the Yavama from Yibum with the other brothers only when he does Maimur at the beginning, meaning before any of the other brothers do Maimur. Whereas the other brothers will passel her to him whether they do Maimur at the beginning or at the end, meaning they're the first to do the Maimur, or they do the Maimur after another brother had done the Maimur. So that's true if a 9-year-old did Maimur, but if he had Bia, so then he disqualifies, he's going to passel his adult brothers, even Basof, Ketzad. Ben Teishan V'yamechad Shaba Al Yevimto. If a 9-year-old boy had Bia with his Yevama, passel Yideachin. So he now passeled her from having Yibum with any other brothers, because his Yibum actually counts as Yibum. So they can't do anything with her. Now the Mishnah tells us that a boy having Bia is nevertheless not this as strong as a Gadol having Bia. Ba'ala Achin, if after the 9-year-old had Bia with the Yavama, one of the older brothers who's over Bar Mitzvah had Bia with the Yavama, Va'asu Ba'Maimer, or did Maimer with her, Nasnu Get, or gave her a Get, O Chaltzu, or they did Chalitza with her, Pasu Al Yado, then he can't, they passel the Yavama from doing Yibum with the 9-year-old, and he's not allowed to stay married to her, meaning even though they already did Yibum, they're not allowed to stay married. It's different than a Gadol, where the halacha is that once he does Yibum with his Yavama, she's his full-fledged wife, and anything that anybody else does with her afterwards, any chalitza or get or maimer, is going to be totally ineffective and irrelevant. Over here, even though the 9-year-old already did Yibum, the maimer, chalitza, or get that the others do is going to be relevant. So then Mishnah Zayin teaches us, Ben Teisha Shan V'Yomechot Shabal Yivimto, if you have a 9-year-old that does Yibum, V'achar Kach Bo'ala Achiv Shu Ben Teisha Shan V'Yomechot, and then let's say his twin brother, who's also 9 years old, does Yibum, Pasal Al Yado, the Yibum that the second brother did, will pasal her to the first brother, because the Rabbi Shimon Omer lo pasal. Rabbi Shimon says no, the second brother's Yibum does not pasal the first brother, because he got to the Yibum first. He's the one that did the Yibum first, so his Yibum is the one that counts. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that a 9-year-old will pasal the brothers by doing Maimer, and the brothers will passel him from being with the Yavama by doing Maimer, but he will only passel if he does the Maimer first, whereas they passel regardless of whether they do the Maimer first or second or last. Then we said that if a 9-year-old does Bia with his Yavama, so he passels the brothers from being able to do Yibum with the woman, but if the brothers have Bia with her, or did Maimer with her, or gave her a get, or did Chalit, then she's not allowed to go back to him either. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a 9-year-old was Boel his Yavama, and then one of the brothers, another brother who's also only 9 years old, has Bia with her, so it's Machlokas, Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon, whether she's allowed to stay married to the original 9-year-old, where the Tanakama says no, that she's not allowed to stay married, and Rabbi Shimon says that she is allowed to stay married to the original 9-year-old.